Hi, everybody. This is Rem Jackson, and this is session number 2 in the Top Practices Goal Setting and Business Development Workshop for the summer of 2016, all in preparation to come to the Top Practices Summit in October at the Planet Hollywood Hotel and Casino, October 7, 8, and 9. Session number 2 is devoted to getting organized. As we talked about in session number 1, and I encourage you, if you haven't yet done the exercise sheet and thought through your reasons, your whys, please stop right now and go back and take that exercise very seriously. I always worry that people don't do that because they think, oh, I know my why. I know the reason that I'm doing all of this. But the question is, have you deeply and really thought about it? Because when the challenge comes, when the stink bomb comes and gets in your way, when the issue occurs that has nothing to do with your goals, your objectives, and all the things that you want to accomplish, when the other objective comes and or other challenge or frustration or hurdle shows up and knocks you off the track, what is it that's going to bump you back on? And the only thing is your why. If you know why, you can break your ribs on the ice and really lose a lot of gain in your health program, such as I did, but I know my why. My why is very easy. See my grandkids graduate from high school, and I don't have any grandkids yet. So how do I get back on the track? I know what I want. I know I want to be there. I know that's where I want to see. I can see it. And I passionately desire it. So the same thing for you. When you get knocked off, whatever the program you're in, whatever it is, being able to come back and find that why is going to take you where you want to go. Now, once you know your why, we have to deal with the fact that all of us, absolutely every single one of us, have way too much to do. Our modern lives are out of control. Our to-do list, both in our professional life and our personal life, is really, truly overwhelming. And as we all know, we don't actually do that much that's on that list ever. We're always just feeling guilty. We're always feeling worried. We're just trying to keep the big things from, you know, falling apart. And we're always putting out emergencies or fires. If you feel that way, then it's because you haven't spent enough time in this planning session with this kind of strategy and this kind of focus. So we're all stressed out. We're all racked with guilt. I mean, we're drowning in a sea of obligations and work. And every item on your to-do list actually just comes into your mind and yells at you, upsets you, goes back down, and then we have to do it all over again. And, you know, like I always say, our smartphones, our amazing devices have only made this much, much worse because of all of the things that we feel like we've got to do that have no bearing whatsoever on the achievement of our goals or our happiness or our sense of balance, our sense of achievement. So, this is what I call my deceptively simple yet extremely powerful approach to getting organized. Now, if you've done this in the past, you're probably, I would hope, really looking forward to doing this again. What I really wish is that you've continued to do this on a regular basis and keep this so current that you don't even have, you can skip this step because you're like, Rem, I'm good, I'm golden, I have not stopped doing this. But if you're like most of us, then what you do is you say, you know, that was so good when I did that last year, I'm really looking forward to doing it again. So, all right, let's do it again. Here's how it works. Step number 1, make an appointment, a 3-hour appointment with yourself that you will not break very, very quickly. And then write down absolutely everything, everything that you have on your great big to-do list. Sit there, work it out. Think it through every last area of your life. You can use the areas in your goals, your business life, your personal life, your financial life, your health, your fun, all of it. Take stock of everything on that list. It could be, you know, it could be things like I always say, clean out the garage or the basement, date my spouse, spend more time with my kids, fix my EHR, fire somebody, get my marketing straightened out. Write it all down. Think of absolutely everything on that list. And that could be a very long list. A lot of times it's in the hundreds. I mean, 150, 160. I mean, it can be a huge. If it's less than that, awesome. Now, rank every item on that list. Go down through them and make it a 1, a 2, or a 3. 1 means this is really, really important. And if I could get this done in the next 12 weeks, it would have enormous gains for me. Two means this is on the list, but it's just not as important as the ones, let's be serious. And three means it's on the list, but there's no way it's at the top. Go down through everything, take all the twos and the threes and remove them from the list. Keep them on a to-do pile, a to-do list, but separate them from the ones. Now, if you're like most people, you're going to have too many ones. We all do. So do this again, now with only the ones. And again, which on your list are truly the ones of the ones? If you could really get this done in the next 12 weeks or get it well along as far as you can in the next 12 weeks, which would have the most gain? Which is the most important for you? And make that list, and then what are the twos of the ones? What are the threes of the ones? And here's where you have to really get ruthless. You need to get your ones down to no more than 10 to 15 items at the most. Take those twos and threes, put them on top of the other twos and threes, and now save this list because you're going to want to have a place where you can go back and review your to-dos that are saved. They're not just floating around in your head. That's the hard part. When they float around in your head, that's why you wake up at 3:30 in the morning with your mind racing because you're trying to remember. There's no point in remembering this. Put it in the vault so now you've got it and you can lock it away to be looked at later. Now look at all the ones that are left. This should be the most important items that you need to accomplish on your goal list. If you do that, you've just got what now Gary Keller, the author of The One Thing, calls taking your could-do list and making it your should-do list. Now you've got a shorter list of things that you really should be doing, and you can begin to focus and prioritize. Rank it again now, this time 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and so on, in the true order of importance as you see it right now. And after you've done that, my recommendation is let it sit for 24 hours, look at it again and say, yep, that's it, I agree. And then pick number one, number two. At the most, you would pick number three. And then you use a 12-week plan to get them done. You are going to focus and work on those. You focus like a laser beam on these projects for the next 12 weeks using a 12-week plan. Week one will do this. Week two will do this. And you get help. You invest in tools. You invest in companies. You invest in employees. You get a top trusted employee, at least, working on it with you. Resolve, actually really resolve to accomplish this task and ensure that a system is in place that keeps it fixed and moving forward. And in 12 weeks, when these things are done, you come back then, you look at your list, and you pick the next ones. And you just keep chipping away at it. Now, here's what I always let everybody know. If you do this, 12 months from now, you will have the top 8 to 12 things accomplished, finished, and you will have literally transformed your life. I have seen this now happen with dozens and dozens and dozens of people. You will get 90% of the gain you were looking for from the top 10 things that you needed to get done, 90% of your gain. And you really won't even care about the other 140 items because the truth is, and here's the thing, you weren't going to do them anyway. They don't matter. Keep attacking your list. Do it over and over and over it again. This is what I call my deceptively simple yet extremely powerful tool for getting organized. So here's the thing. Try it. You're going to have to make that appointment. You're going to have to schedule this. Then you're going to have to say, you know what? I'm going for this. Write your top three goals down for the next 12 weeks and just get rolling. All right, everybody. I'll talk to you in the next session all about goal setting. So thanks a lot. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.